Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's that time again. FLY Radio is in your ear. Let go. Real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. Real. Freaky, freaky fresh. Break it down. Real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. Real hot, real hot. Keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. 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 FLY Radio. Real. You hot. Fresh. Real. Hot. Fresh. Fresh. Real. Hot. Hot. Fresh. 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 Real. Hot. Fresh. Real. Hot. Fresh. Real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. Rip. Hot. Fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. We keeping it real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. We keeping it 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 real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. Real hot fresh. Real hot fresh.
That's what's up, everybody. We're keeping it real hot fresh. Another Monday night. It's your boy on the mic, Z-Fly, keeping it real hot and fresh. How's everybody doing tonight? So glad that you are here tonight. Once again, I hope you really enjoyed the new theme song to the show. So everybody, so this is the last Monday for the month of September. September is almost gone. It will be gone on Friday. So, you know, already another month welcomes comes in and another month leaves. That's usually how it works, right? But so we're going to go ahead and make September leave with a big bang. Had a lot of good stuff that happened in September. As you know, Obama, he's doing his speeches about just trying to help people get back out of this, you know, somewhat recession that we're in as far as the jobs. You know, he's definitely trying to help the African American and Latino community. But he's not just trying to help them, but he's actually trying to help everybody. So, but I know he actually did like a Obama on Black America Tonight, and he definitely made it clear that, you know, even though, you know, the African American and Latino, they're more out of jobs, but he's not just focused on just them. He's actually focused on everybody because, you know, everybody's suffering right now, but it's just the African American and Latinos are suffering more, according to statistics and percentages and all that. So I just wanted to put that out there for him. So, yes. But anyway, but everybody, so we have a good show tonight. I have a lot of stuff that I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about, I got Lady Gaga, her plea on Obama. I'm going to be telling you about some of the world's most visited tourist attractions in the world, from about 10 of them. I wonder, can you guess number one? I'm also going to be telling you about the smartphones. Are you really paying too much? Are you paying too little? You know, so I got all that plus more coming up. And then also to keep it real hot fresh has been promoted. We'll be going to a new station, new time, new everything. However, but the Blog Talk Radio, I'm still going to keep that. The time may change. I'm going to tell you all about that later on in the show. But I'm definitely going to get this show started. All right, so let me go ahead and get this show started off right with some James Flang's "San Diego."
Yeah, what it do, man? We about to give you a little story about how it go down in SD. You know how they go be. So if you feel it, let us know. Tell them how it goes.
Like John Wayne, but my clique keep it freaked out like Andre. We say they were rappers, we never rap all those wild eyes. We do that we can. SD bitch from the box to the pan. Talk shit, get crushed on like a coke can. Quinn in my option, that's how I program. Who's better than me? Homie, no man, I stay holding the mic, gripping the mic stand. I'm trying to make it smell, y'all racking and spam. My rhymes go hard, lyrics deadly. I put them 6 feet deep and have them buried. I don't lose no sleep, I'm already got the kind of flow that'll leave you bloody. I rap kind of different, extraterrestrial. I rap to anything cause I'm hella versed. I don't care if you think I'm weak, I speak what I speak cause I'm better than most. That's key. Rolling hip hop. Fucking shit up like a new crazy bitch. You music shop, no relation. Cause it's terrible, according to my information. Just tryna set it up to be courageous. But back down quick when I put someone to say shit. Y'all don't got me intimidated, I'm shitting on y'all. Y'all got me.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, that's James Flang, San Diego. Definitely want to look out for him. And also want to let you know to welcome to the new station, which is Fly Entertainment, Fly Radio, Fly standing for Forever Live Young. That's right, everybody. This is a new station. No more SSBN Network. This is FLY Radio. And also just wanted to let you know that there's a lot of things going on in October. Name change of the station. Also, in October, the show is going to take a fall break. So So I'll be taking a break for the whole month of fall on Blog Talk Radio. But like I said, the station will be moving to a new station and time starting in October. So really, I'm not taking a break, I'm only taking a break from Blog Talk Radio. So so let's go ahead and get into the first topic, shall we? All right, so tonight we're talking about smartphones. Let's talk about smartphones first. So everybody, so smartphones may be pretty uniform in price at the store, but what it costs to manufacture and their price without a 2-year contract varies wildly. Okay, now I know that, you know, the iPhone 4 is came out by Apple. You know, the smartphone. However, could you be paying too much for that, though? You know, see, the thing is, unlike other smartphone manufacturers, Apple generally doesn't allow its devices to be sold for any less than its stores. Now, so like $199 is almost certainly what you're going to pay for a new iPhone 4 with a 2-year contract. Now, if you buy it somewhere like Walmart, you know, you may get a few dollars knocked off. However, with component costs of nearly $190, the iPhone is the most expensive smartphone on the market to manufacture, according to research from iSupply. Now, the largest single component of the cost is the iPhone's on Retina display, which costs an estimated $30 to make. So it only takes $30 to make that. But the real wallop comes if you break or lose your iPhone 4 and have to replace it, okay? I'm pretty sure y'all know, if one of y'all lose your phone, they really make you pay for it. You know, it's not that easy. So before your contract is up, buying one of the AT&T's subsidy will set you back a jaw-breaking, you ready for this, $600, okay? So I'm just going to read you over some phones and just, you know, their component costs, you know, the price without a contract and the price with a contract. So for the new Apple iPhone 4, the component cost is $187.51. Now, the price without a contract is $599. Now, the price with a contract, you can get it for $200, $199. But the lowest available price at my favorite store, Walmart, you can get it at $197. So it's $3 off. Hey, that's a big difference for some people. Okay, let's go to another phone, like the Samsung Galaxy S Vibrant. Okay, the component price is $165. Price without contract is $399. Price with contract is $199, and the lowest available price that you usually can find it for will be $39. That's pretty good, but I don't think that's really popular phone. Now, BlackBerry, I know you people love your BlackBerry. Now, the BlackBerry Torch component price is $171. Price without contract is $499. Price with contract is $199. The lowest available price you can get that for is $99, so $100. Now, the HTC Droid Incredible component cost $163.35. Price without a contract is $529. Price with a contract is $199. And lowest available price is like $69. And I should know that I got an HTC phone, and yeah, I paid about that with a contract. So, yeah. So those are just a few examples of, you know, just some of the phones, like, you know, because, you know, these smartphones, they're very smart, but, you know, are we paying too much? So even with a contract, are we paying too much? I mean, just, you know, it's just funny how the price without a contract, how it could be so much. But I believe a lot of people get it for less even with the contract, you know, because, you know, some of y'all have your own little deal. So I would definitely love to know, what if you have a smartphone, what did you pay for your smartphone? Call up and let me know. 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Let me know how much did you pay for your smartphone, okay? So let's move on a little bit. So everybody, as you know, fall is among us. It is among us. Almost here. Because I kept it really hot all summer long. So, but however, fall is about to come in. And when fall comes in, it's always all good for the TV drama that's going to be on. Now, there's never a shortage of dramas on TV, and this fall is no exception. From campy soap and cop procedurals to fairy tale imaginings and sci-fi action adventures, there's a drama for everybody. So everybody, be sure to get ready for dramas to be on TV, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of your local stations, and even some cable stations as well. Just to give you a little lineup of some of the the dramas that's going to be that you can watch this fall, you can look forward to, is going to be Pan Am. Pan Am is actually going to be starring Christina Ricci. It's about these four stewardess. I think it's like a plane. Like, you know, they work on the airline. It looks like it's going to be very interesting. So definitely look out for that. That premieres Sunday. It premieres Sunday, September 25th, which was yesterday. It was at 10 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time on ABC. So you can find that on ABC at 10 p.m. on Sundays. The Revenge, that airs every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on ABC. The Revenge looks like it's going to be very good. I see, like, a lot of the previews in Subway. So, yeah, that looks very – that's going to be good. Unforgettable airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on CBS. Let's see, Once Upon a Time premieres Sunday. It hasn't premiered yet. It premieres Sunday, October 23rd. So you still got to wait for that at 8 p.m. on ABC. The Grimm is another October new drama. That's going to premiere on October 21st at 9 p.m. on NBC. And last but not least, Terra Nova premieres tonight, actually. And it premiered at 8 p.m. on the Fox Network. So if you saw that, you definitely, hopefully it was good. A few of your lineups that's coming up in your drama TV this fall. So be sure to keep it hot and keep it locked, you know, all fall long with the new drama. All right, everybody. So now I want to go into some of the world's most visited tourist attractions. Now, I found this very interesting because, just think about, living in New York, New York is definitely known or just a big tourist attraction city in itself. But, it's funny because sometimes, living in New York, you can somewhat kind of forget that there are other attractions in the world to go see. So I have I have 10 major attractions, that are the world's most visited tourist attractions. I just want to go over that with you. But, have you ever heard of, Everland or Lot World? Most Americans have never planned a trip to these South Korean theme parks, yet they rank among the world's 50 most visited tourist attractions. Being at the Great Pyramids, 4 million, the Taj Mahal, 3 million, and Stonehenge, 1 million, and there are more surprises. Now, international tourist arrivals were up to 6.6% in 2010, according to the World Tourism Organization. Now, China ousted Spain as the third most visited country with 55.7 million foreign arrivals. Isn't that something? 55.7, it beat Spain. While France and the U.S. held tight to their first and second place rankings. Wow. Also, theme parks are just as appealing in these countries as they are in South Korea. Let's see, Disneyland Paris drew the same number of visitors, which was 10.5 million, as Sakura-Cura and two of the world's 10 most visited tourist attractions are Disney parks. U.S. dollar, which drew 8.7% more foreign tourists in 2010 than the previous year. That's really interesting, don't you think? So I actually want to just start with number 10 and just let you know what are the 10 most visited tourist attractions in the world. All right, so number 10 is, I thought I'm about to do 10 ways you know you're ghetto. Anyway, number 10 is the Grand Bazaar, which is in Istanbul. Now, y'all know I can't say that to write. Istanbul, yeah. Now, the annual visitors is 15 million. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the annual visitors. Okay, number 9 would be Disneyland Park in California. The annual visitors is 15,980,000. Okay. All right, number 8 will be Disney World, which beats Disneyland. If you actually think about it, okay, Disney World, which is in Orlando, they get 16,972,000 annual visits. But, that doesn't surprise me because, when you think about it, you never hear people say, oh, I went to Disneyland. You always hear about Disney World. Even, the commercials are always talking about Disney World. like, what's going on with Disneyland in California? You know, but you know, but actually, it just beat it by what a little over thousands or something. So not that bad. Yeah. So number eight is Disneyland. Let's see. Number seven is going to be Faneuil Hall Marketplace in Boston. That's 18 million. What is that? Let's see. Dating back to 1742, Faneuil Hall once hosted speeches by such greats as Samuel Adams and George Washington. Today, the downtown marketplace has more than 100 specialty shops and eateries and occupies a pedestrian-only cobblestone area that swarms with tourists and street performers. Okay. I mean, it's a very, very interesting market. It's just like a big shopping, nice place that you would go to in Boston. Boston. You know, I got to say Boston. Mm-hmm. And number six is the Grand Central Terminal in New York. Grand Central, really? That's my little city. Grand Central having 21,600,000 annual visitors. Actually, Grand Central is pretty nice. If you know, whenever I go there, I only go to just catch the trains if I'm going to Connecticut or somewhere. But it's very nice, though. So Grand Central comes in number six. Number five would be Niagara Falls. You know, I'm actually surprised that Niagara Falls wouldn't be a little bit higher up. Because Niagara Falls is very amazing. Not that I've ever been there yet. But just seeing the pictures, it's not going to be closer to number one, but no. But, you know, it's halfway. I guess that's good. Halfway, number five. So annual visitors for Niagara Falls is 22,500,000. That's a lot of people, you know, 22 million in Niagara Falls. And I guess that's the, I wonder what side would that be. I guess that would be, I guess, both sides, the Canada or the U.S., you know, it doesn't really say. Let's see what number four is going to be. Number four is going to be, Las Vegas beat Niagara Falls. Yeah, Las Vegas Strip has 29,467,000 annual visitors. Yeah, Las Vegas. I have an aunt that lives out there. I need to go out there. She says it's really amazing. But coming in at number three is Union Station in Washington, D.C., 37 million annual visitors a year. Okay, number two. You know what number two is? Number two is the one and only Central Park, which has 38 million visitors a year. Wow, 38 million visitors. All right, so now I'm down to the number one, you know, most visited tourist attraction in the world, and I'm going to tell you all about it right after this break. And then once I get back from the break, I got some fresh off the plate, but don't worry, I'm going to definitely let you know what the number one tourist attraction is going to be. And later on in the show, well, I'm going to tell you all about Lady Gaga and her plea to Obama. But let's get into some more music, shall we? I'm gonna hit you off with some Oracle, because y'all know Oracle put it down when he came to the show. Let's hear some Oracle, My Prayers. This is FLY Radio.
By the plants of the garden, the divine garden. homophobia can just be a word and not a call to inflict pain on your brother. Every bullet shot through the love suburban sin turn into flowers before they hit our children.
Alright, y'all know what time it is. It's time for that fresh off the plate by your boy Z Fly. And I'm about to deliver. Ready, set, fresh off the plate. Alright, y'all, so today we're talking about Patty Stranger. She said, oh, sorry, I blasted gays and Jews. What exactly happened with that? So Patty Stranger said that she's extremely sorry for her homophobic and anti-Semitic remarks last night on TV. She was telling TMZ that she didn't mean to stir the pot. Now, Patty tells us, I am so sorry, I did not mean to offend anyone with my comments last night. Now, her comments was, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and you know, she was talking about gay men, and when she said that gay men are incapable of monogamy, adding there is no curbing a gay man, she said, I have tried. Then, she said, but gay men weren't the only target of Patty's unprompted criticism. Then, she also went into Jewish men. She said, Jewish men lie. So Bravo had to hurry up and put a halt to that. Bravo is apologizing for Patty's outburst, telling that they are not they're not responsible for her comments. You know, they really apologize if it offended anyone. So yeah, Bravo definitely made sure that they got that right, and they definitely got Patty off of their network. Now, if you know that it's time for Dancing with the Stars again, and Nancy Grace Bra is a keeper of good luck. Nancy Grace Bra has been the key factor during her performance on Dancing with the Stars, not just for support. She's also using it to smuggle various Lucky Charms into the ballroom floor. Now, Nancy's three-year-old twins love watching their mama on the show, and they've given her like various special objects, you know, such as like a little stone or like a little Barrett. But since they don't exactly make pockets on Nancy's teeny tiny cocktail dress costume, she's been stuffing the items in her bra, so they're like close to her heart when she's doing her thing. That's kind of nice. Aw. Now, guess everybody, you know, back into some what's going on with gay. Now, the L word, if you know what it is, the L word is about, you know, about a show about these lesbian ladies, you know, who, you know, have their various lives or whatever. However, a Southwest to the L Word star passengers complain about excessive lesbian PDA. Now, Southwest Airlines claims it only kicked a lesbian L Word actress off a flight today after multiple passengers complained about her excessive affectionate behavior with another woman. Now, TMZ previously reported that Leisha Haley, which is the lady, she went on Twitter in a rampage hours ago claiming that a flight attendant booted her and her girlfriend for kissing on the plane because Southwest is a family airline. Now, Southwest Airlines has released a statement explaining the initial reports and indicate that we received several passengers' complaints characterizing the behavior as excessive. The statement continues that our crew is responsible for the comfort of all customers on the board, approach the passengers based solely on behavior and not gender. Now the conversation escalated to a level that was better resolved on the ground as opposed to in flight. Now, still, Southwest Airlines notes that we are ready to work directly with the passengers involved to offer our heartfelt apology for falling short for the exception. I don't know. What do y'all think about that? I don't know. But speaking of lesbians, Ellen DeGeneres treated for chest pains. Now, yeah, Ellen, she suffered chest pains during a producer's meeting on the Warner Brothers lot. Someone from Ellen's staff called 911 and the Burbank, California Fire Department dispatched a crew on the scene at 11:53 a.m. this morning. We're told that Ellen, you know, she's doing fine by now, but she was seen walking on her own after the fire department left her. So, yeah, I think Ellen, she's doing okay now. So, good luck to you, Ellen. I hope everything gets better. And everybody, that is your Fresh Off the Plate by your boy Z Fly. All right, everybody. So, I definitely, if you were with, you know, with me before the break was over, I was telling you about the world's most visited tourist attractions, and I had 10 for you, and I was on number one. So I'm definitely going to tell you number one. But before I get into number one, I want to tell you a little bit about the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show and what's going on with it. All right, everybody. So this is your boy Z Fly, and the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, we are now moving to a new time and new station. But like I told you before, Blog Talk Radio will still be up here. The time will be shortened a little bit because we'll be now doing a two-hour show on the new station, WRMR 95.1, and that's in Brooklyn, New York. That's right, everybody. Keeping It Raw and Fresh is going on air radio. So if you are in the Brooklyn area, you'll definitely can turn to 95.1, and you can hear your boy Z-Fly along with my new co-host, who will be Miss VIP and BT. They're gonna be my lovely co-host. The show starts October 2nd, so this Sunday coming up. The show will be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's gonna be live right out of Brooklyn. Now, for right now, you know, the station is a new station, so if you are in Brooklyn or Queens, you could definitely pick it up on 95.1 FM station. However, it hasn't really expanded yet, but however, it's also going to be online. So, you know, so you can definitely still see us online, and also it's going to be on web streaming. So if you want to go to WRMRradio.webs.com, then you'll be able to also see, you know, still hear us online, and also be able to click the link to see your boy in action, okay? So, yeah, so once again, that website is WRMRradio.webs.com, and you'll be able to still see me on radio. Well, be able to hear me online if you're not in the Brooklyn or Queens area, and just see me on webcam. Now, remember, if you are in the Brooklyn and Queens area, you can definitely turn to your 95.1 FM station and hear your boy and my co-host live. And you already know we're going to still keep it real hot and fresh. And everybody, all my Blog Talk listeners, just remember, still going to be on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to definitely send you, you know, the new time and date for Blog Talk Radio. It will still be on Monday, but it may not be at the 9 o'clock time. It may be a little earlier, so which I think may be a little better because Mondays, you know, it's 9 o'clock. A lot of y'all are getting ready for Tuesday morning work, so maybe a little bit earlier, you know, it'll give you time to call in and listen a little bit better. So, yeah, I think it will a little bit better. So everybody who enjoys the Blog Talk Radio, be sure to tune into my Facebook, my Twitter, and even my MySpace for the new time and date for Blog Talk. But definitely, you know, support me on my new station, WRMR. I'm going live on air. I can't wait. And, you know, also I got a little treat for all y'all, too. I got a little promo video. A little promo audio video of what you can expect from the new station, WRMR. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh first time WRMR promo video.
What's good, New York? This your boy Z Fly in full effect. I'm about to take over your Sunday night as I host a brand spanking new radio show called Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Murdering the airwaves with me will be my sexy co-host, BT, and Miss VIP. So, BT, tell them how we're going to keep it real.
What's good? It's your girl, BT. I'll be answering all your Facebook and Twitter questions. We'll also be discussing the topics on the show. Plus, I'm searching for the hottest musical talent. If that's you, you'll be hearing from me, your girl, BT, keeping it real hot and fresh.
That's right, and we're definitely keeping it hot by bringing you the most sizzling topics and illest giveaways to keep you smiling. Now, Miss VIP, what we got fresh for them?
Well, I'll be serving you fresh off the plate all your hottest and delicious inside scoops on your favorite celebrities. Plus, I'll be keeping you informed on promos for local businesses, events coming out of your tri-state area.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to say but keep it real hot and fresh with the WRMR 95.1 every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Trust and believe, you won't be disappointed.
This is BT, so keep it hot and keep it locked.
That's what's up, y'all. All right, so there you have it. The promo for WRMI, I can't talk, WRMR, I'm sleepy, y'all, 95.1 FM, keeping it real hot and fresh, goes on air radio October 2nd, this Sunday. If you're into Brooklyn and Queens, be sure to turn your radio dial to 95.1 and don't touch it, all right? All right, y'all, so thank you for that. All right, so getting back to the show. Now, you know, before the break and before all the good stuff that we just had right there, we were talking about the world's most visited tourist attraction, okay? So just, so for those of y'all who just now tuning in, let me just go over all of them real quick. All right, so number 10, we had the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul. Number 9, we had Disneyland in California. Number 8, we had Disney World in Florida. Number 7, we had the Faneuil Hall Marketplace in Boston. We had number 6 being Grand Central Station in New York City. Number 5 being Niagara Falls in New York and Canada. We have number 6. Number 4 being the Las Vegas, where my aunt is at, Las Vegas, being number 4. Number 3 is the Union Station in Washington, D.C. Number 2 is the biggest park that I know of, Central Park being number 2 in New York City. All right, y'all. So number 1, the world's most visited tourist attraction is Times Square. I mean, Times Square, that's it, the number one. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all probably, that doesn't surprise me. And it doesn't surprise me either, you know, just living in New York City and just like, what if I do go to Times Square? It's always packed. I mean, always packed. So, yeah, so what if I saw it? It was just really amazing, you know, just the world's most visited places, and Times Square being number one. And I definitely agree with this. Times Square has 39,200,000 annual visits from visitors a year. 39,200,000 visitors a year. But you know, Central Park is very close. Central Park has 38 million, so it's not that far. So, you know. All right, everybody, so there you have it. So we're definitely going to keep this show moving. And now I want to talk about Lady Gaga's plea to Obama. Now, if you have been watching, you know, YouTube or just the news, then you know that recently there was a 14-year-old boy named Jamie Rothermeyer. He was getting bullied at school, you know, for being a homosexual. And, you know, his idols were Lady Gaga, and you know, he had made a YouTube video recently, you know, just kind of telling people who was also being bullied at school, you know, to don't worry, it gets better, you know, always believe in yourself, don't change yourself. But then about a week later, now also in that video, you know, he had thanked Lady Gaga, you know, the singer Lady Gaga. But then a week later, he had hung himself. And it just really touched Lady Gaga, and yes, she definitely made a plea with Obama. So I just want to read a little bit about that article. It goes a little bit like Mother Monster. Lady Gaga attended a 35 800 Park Couple fundraiser for President Obama in Northern California over the weekend. The 25-year-old Grammy winner didn't sing. However, she was reportedly asked Obama a question during the Q&A. She thanked him for all he's done for the country and read a letter about her late fan, Jamie Rademeyer. Lady Gaga thanked Obama for hosting his anti-bullying conference with Michelle Obama and then made a general plea to everyone in the room, including the president, to do what she can to prevent bullying. It was also stated that it looks like that Lady Gaga and Obama had been talking, before the conference about, just plans and everything that they wanted to do. It said that Obama reportedly talked about his admiration anti-bullying campaign, and then more generally about the importance of values and who we are as Americans. Through ABC reports that the performance artist spoke with Obama for 2 whole minutes. The White House press pool report from the event states that it's unclear whether the pop sensation and politician met up with each other before. But also, according to the pool report, Lady Gaga sported some sky-high heels, of course, and a full-length sleeveless lacy black dress at the gathering. Also, it says that now she was reported saying that, she's meeting with the president. She tweeted that, about the suicide of the bully fan, Rademeyer. So, and she said she would not stop fighting. This must end. Our generation has the power, has the power to end it. Also, it goes on to say that after Rademeyer's tragic suicide, Lady Gaga wrote that she believes bullying should become a federal offense. Yeah, and so, a lot of kids are being bullied in school and they're killing themselves. And I don't know, if they're not killing themselves, it's worse. They take drugs and they don't know how to handle it. Now, Jamie Rademeyer, he was only 14 years old. He took his life because of bullying. Bullying has become really illegal. It's a hate crime, says Lady Gaga. Now, he was a gay male from Buffalo. He was only, 14 once again. And he was saying that, it gets better. He had a YouTube saying it gets better. Earlier this summer, he was doing this, to urge outcasts and the bullies to keep going and brush off the mean kids. He said that, it gets better. He said, look at him. I'm doing fine. I went to the monster ball, and now I'm liberated, so it gets better. Rademeyer took his life a little more than a week ago. In his last blog post, he wrote about wanting to see his late grandmother and thank Lady Gaga. Yeah, so that was very sad, very tragic. It really touched Lady Gaga, and she's definitely, doing everything she can, with the help of Obama to try to, help stop bullying. So if you definitely want to call in and give your comments on that, call 646-200-3136 and let me know, what do you think about bullying? What do you think about the press conference, and what do you think about what Lady Gaga is doing? Again, that's 646-200-3136. And right now I'm going to go into some TLC with Hey, Hey, Hey.
no.
Write your lyrics, maintain, and copyright them. As you know, fake air, blood sucking rappers invite them. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall. And keep your real people close, and don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy, rich, and dead broke. Keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust, because without it, the scavengers are heavy surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk, it's not a paranoid thing, now. Nah, it's a setup, see the object is to f*** your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, the money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December, I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware, but I stare at the picture, seeing it so clear, that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attack. And if I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a f- if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. Hey, Jane, get ready, cause you know the jealous ones envy. You heavy on the haters' minds right now. This is not a dream, it's reality. I hope you're tuned in, but keep in mind, the hating is natural. A hater doesn't even know he's hating. It's human to hate. If you can't understand that, then you will get ate up quick. Cut head real good, food on the plate. I'm saying be careful, they study every move that you make. And it's on, you see what happened with the song, Sean. You wrote a clever story, motherfucker. Took you all wrong. See, they don't really understand the work of a genius. So what do? They throw rocks at you like Jesus, Jesus. So crazy, it's amazing to me how the average person don't know how to take me. Motherfuckers don't wanna show love or congratulate me, so they point fingers at me and find reasons to hate me. It makes me wanna keep my witty rhymes to myself and hide out. It maybe goes right for somebody else, like some little corny hit for some young rapper to blow. Stay on the low and try to write them in a passionate flow and put some big connects behind them. I just happen to know, but do I really wanna do all that? The answer is no. Even though them royalty checks sound nice for real, I can only write to a beat that I can feel. I can only spit a rhyme that comes straight from the soul. Ask me why I not just look at you and say I don't know. I ain't that rapper that you see with an MTV crib. I'm that rapper from the streets that he preparing his kid. Taught him chess at age 3 to put his air in the gym. It's in my mind, it's not about me, it's all about him. So I keep jabbing with the left and follow through with the right. And before you go to bed, say a prayer every night. You wanna see a beautiful mind?
That's what's up, say a prayer every night. Alright, y'all, that's what's up. That is Maintain Beautiful Mind. Okay, but you know what, I'm definitely going to go ahead and start wrapping this thing up. But once again, I gotta let you know that WRMR is keeping it real hot and fresh October 2nd. And to prove it, I got the promo to prove it. And if you missed it before, don't worry, because I got it again for you. Happening right now. Sit back, relax. WRMR is in effect.
What's good, New York? This your boy Z-Fly in full effect. I'm about to take over your Sunday night as I host a brand spanking new radio show called Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Murdering the airwaves with me will be my sexy co-host, BT, and Miss VIP.
Oh, oh, oh.
So, BT, tell them how we're going to keep it real.
What's good? It's your girl, BT. I'll be answering all your Facebook and Twitter questions. We'll also be discussing the topics on the show. Plus, I'm searching for the hottest musical talent. If that's you, you'll be hearing from me, your girl, BT, keeping it real hot and fresh.
That's right, and we definitely keeping it hot by bringing you the most sizzling topics and illest giveaways to keep you smiling. Now, Miss VIP, what we got fresh for them?
Well, I'll be serving you fresh off the plate all your hottest and delicious inside scoops on your favorite celebrities. Plus, I'll be keeping you informed on promos for local businesses, events coming out of your tri-state area.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to say but keep it real hot and fresh with the WRMR 95.1 every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Trust and believe, you won't be disappointed.
This is BT, so keep it hot and keep it locked.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Keeping it real hot and fresh goes to WRMR's radio station October 2nd at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's live right out of Brooklyn. You can hear it in, if you're in the Brooklyn and Queens area. If you're not in the Brooklyn and Queens area, you can still go online to hear it. Online radio at WRMRradio.web. That's W-E-B as in boy, S as in snake. com, okay? You also can see us on webcam as well. So that's 95.1 FM if you're in the Brooklyn and Queens radio. All right, everybody. But now also remember on Blog Talk Radio, I am going to do a fall break, a whole month of October break from Blog Talk Radio, but I will be coming back in November. But in the meantime, I'm not really taking a break, you know, because you can still look me up on my news station and continue to keep it real hot and fresh in October, okay? But the show will be taking a break from the Blog Talk Radio station, which is FLY Radio, in October. But if you still want to keep it real hot and fresh with me, then just log on to WRMRradio.webs.com. Okay, so basically, I'm not really taking a break, just taking a break from one station, all right? But everybody, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I hope you learned a lot. I know I did. And I just want to say just thank you so much for tuning in each night and each month and each week for the last 3 years. That's why I'm able to go on air radio. That's why the show is able to keep climbing to the top, and I don't stop. Okay, so basically everybody continue to listen, continue to support me, continue to tune in, and I'm definitely going to give you the topics and the music and the guests that you want to hear, that you want to listen to, and that you want, because just keeping it raw and fresh is all about you. Okay, I'm just a voice to put out your opinions and thoughts and comments, okay? But everybody, I will see you on WRMR this Sunday, okay? And then I'll see you back on Blog Talk Radio in November. So just to let you know, now in November, I will be on Blog Talk Radio and WRMR. So Blog Talk on Mondays and WRMR on Sundays, okay? So you get a double dose of Z-Fly. All right, everybody, but you already know how we're going to end this thing. It ain't changing for nothing. With 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. Everybody have a great week. Get ready for, Halloween is coming up. Get ready for, your crazy outfit, because October is among us and the fall is here. All right, y'all, so here we go. 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. And I will see y'all. I will talk to y'all on Sunday. All right, y'all, number 10. You know you ghetto if you still have a bread box in the kitchen and you keep everything in it but bread, okay? That is a dream. Like, you keep your potato chips in there. You keep your cereal in there. crackers, everything but bread in the bread box, okay? Number 9. You know you ghetto if you're playing double dutch with extension cords. And y'all made some of y'all can buy some dollars, jump rope. You can't buy that. Number 8. You know you ghetto if you use those recipes on the back of the oodles or noodles. That's interesting. I didn't even know oodles and noodles had recipes on them. I gotta check that out, but I will use them. Number 7. You know you ghetto if you thank and praise God for your new man and you haven't acknowledged him for nothing else. Lord, you glad you got a man. But you ain't glad that your child doing good in school. You don't thank God for that. You're glad about that man, though. Number 6. You know you ghetto if your school is ghetto Oh, now, you know, you, oh, my bad. You know, your school is ghetto when the principal rewards students get for going so many months without a fight. The principal gives people, give the children rewards for not getting the fight. So, I mean, that's bad. Number five, you know, you get a, if you put a pic of your pregnancy test on Facebook with pee still on it. They're also nasty. Number four, you know, you get a, if you eat and smoke a cigarette at the same time. Number three, you know, you get a, if the quality of your ponytail weave is way better than the quality of your real hair. Now the ponytail, you know, they got the Indian hair, and your real hair looking like some yarn. Number two, you know, you get a, when you wear a new pair of white Air Force Ones and they're whiter than your socks. Now why your socks looking like an egg yolk? And number one for tonight, y'all, would be, you know, you get a, if brothers walk to the corner store to sell weed and their mama's busted house shoes. But they're making that sale, though. And then look, y'all know what Rick Ross said? He making all, he making sales on the iPhone. All right, y'all, thank y'all for keeping it real hot and fresh with me for the past 3 years. And now we're going to keep keeping it real hot and fresh for another 3 years and more than that on WRMR Plus Blog Talk Radio. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night. Blessed night. This is your boy Z-Fly. I will talk to y'all crazy cats this Sunday. WRMR is in effect October 2nd, 95.1, Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m., Brooklyn, Queens. I'm going to end this show with the promo once again. Make sure y'all know what's happening this Sunday. All right, y'all. Peace. Here's a promo again for WRMR. Keeping it real hot and freaking fresh.
What's good, New York? This your boy Z-Fly in full effect. I'm about to take over your Sunday night as I host a brand spanking new radio show called Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Murdering the airwaves with me will be my sexy co-host, BT, and Miss VIP. So, BT, tell them how we're going to keep it real.
What's good? It's your girl, BT. I'll be answering all your Facebook and Twitter questions. We'll also be discussing the topics on the show. Plus, I'm searching for the hottest musical talent. If that's you, you'll be hearing from me, your girl, BT, keeping it real hot and fresh.
That's right, and we're definitely keeping it hot by bringing you the most sizzling topics and illest giveaways to keep you smiling. Now, Miss VIP, what we got fresh for them?
Well, I'll be serving you fresh off the plate. All your hottest and delicious inside scoops on your favorite celebrities. Plus, I'll be keeping you informed on promos for local businesses, events, coming out of your tri-state area.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to say but keep it real hot and fresh with the WRMR 95.1 every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Trust and believe, you won't be disappointed.
This is BT, so keep it hot and keep it locked.